In the last month, there's been a series of massive COVID-19 outbreaks inside Oklahoma's state prisons. After the new cases, more than 3,000 prisoners had tested positive for COVID-19 throughout the pandemic. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports the outbreaks renewed calls for expanded COVID-19 testing and spurred changes to prison policy.
When Geneva Phillips recalls the earliest days of the pandemic, she remembers being sore from lying or sitting on her bunk almost all day for nearly a month. Her entire dorm was put on bunk arrest as a precaution to avoid spreading COVID-19.
And that is where you're not allowed to get off your bunk unless you have permission to go to the bathroom, take a shower, use the phone, use the microwave.
Other prisons in Oklahoma have cells, which make it easier to keep prisoners separated. Eddie Warrior has dorms.
The dorms hold between 130 to 160 people, and we are literally an arm's length away from each other at every turn.
Phillips and Oklahoma Department of Corrections officials believe the layout is a large reason why COVID-19 swept through Eddie Warrior so quickly. Just days after the outbreak was first reported, nearly every prisoner inside Eddie Warrior was infected.
I had already been sick and mostly recovered by the time they tested us.
Phillips had very mild flu-like symptoms, but others weren't as lucky. Two of the 9 Oklahoma prisoners who've died after testing positive for COVID-19 were incarcerated inside Eddie Warrior. The Department of Corrections hasn't yet reported what caused their deaths. The state's prison agency has drawn heavy criticism for the outbreak and for the more than 3,000 other prisoners around the state who have tested positive for COVID-19 since the pandemic began. Most of those positives were first reported in the last month. How did the outbreaks happen? Prisoner advocates say it's largely because prisons are too crowded and the state isn't testing enough. Department of Corrections Director Scott Crow has a different view.
The department has actually closed or consolidated several of our facilities in response to the state's revenue failure.
The agency suffered a more than $24 million budget cut as a result of the state's funding crisis. And Crow tried to absorb that loss by closing some prisons and moving their populations to other places.
I believe that those transfers and the receptions from county jails is what actually triggered the spike in our numbers.
There's no way to be certain. Megan Lambert is an attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union of Oklahoma. She doubts the recent outbreaks would be as bad if every person inside state prisons had been getting tested for COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic.
What we don't know, right? We have no idea how widespread this problem actually is in our carceral system because they're not testing people.
Throughout most of the pandemic, the Department of Corrections has prioritized testing for prisoners who showed COVID-19 symptoms or potentially came into contact with infected people. Tests are also given to prisoners who are about to be released and prisoners who are sent out to hospitals.
If I do mass testing today and everyone is negative, I have to continue to test daily to identify, to make sure that I'm truly identifying those that are positive.
Since the beginning of the pandemic, the department hasn't done enough testing to screen each of its prisoners for COVID-19 at least once.
So let's just say, for example, if we went to the Lexington Assessment Reception Center and we tested that population and they're asymptomatic, what would we do different with that population?
Crow says if he tests on a smaller scale and an entire unit of a prison tests positive, he can isolate that unit from the rest of the prison. Testing more likely would uncover more cases and could save lives.
It does make it the right thing to do. And again, that's one of the things that we're continuing to do. But the problem is just the logistics of getting all of the inmates tested.
For now, the agency has compromised. It increased testing inside at least 7 prisons and in multiple prison units that have been designated hotspots. But Lambert wants Crow and the governor to consider releases. The Pardon and Parole Board approved the release of 12 prisoners in May whose medical conditions made them more susceptible to COVID-19. Crow says he isn't opposed to suggesting more vulnerable prisoners to be considered for release, but he didn't commit to sending the board a list of names. Geneva Phillips does not want to be seriously ill in prison.
I mean, to put it bluntly, our comfort is the last thing they think about in prison.
Phillips says many Oklahomans believe prisoners deserve what happens to them behind bars. But she says they're still human and don't deserve COVID-19. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma.